Good evening again, Dave, everyone on the net. Oh, yeah, we've always got something when you got the grandkids. And wife was just informed that they have the Wednesday off before Thanksgiving. Well, we're having Thanksgiving, so my wife is generally busy on Wednesdays getting all of the things ready for dinner on Thursday. She's going to have to babysit the kids and wants my wife to come out to my daughter's house, so she will be there from about 6 in the morning to about 6 at night. So by the time she gets home and I get home, we've got to cook dinner and eat and clean dinner up for Wednesday night, and then we've got to get all the turkey and everything ready in about 3 hours on Thursday or on Wednesday night. So, yippee. She's going to have to try and talk them into coming here so she can do her work here at the house while she's watching the kids, I guess. So, yeah, that's always fun. And I've been doing 3D projects. I have about six projects that I'm working on for gifts for my brother and cousin and a few other people, as well as gifts for the grandkids. So Bamboo, the one company I got my printer from, been having Black Friday sale. They started it early, like a couple of weeks ago, and it runs through like the first week of December. So to help with all my printing project, I picked up another printer. It's a same size as far as print bed, but it's a different printer that's was half the price. I got it on sale for half price, essentially. So that's what I've been working on. I got that up and running last night, and it's been printing. Both printers have been going pretty much all day trying to get projects done. And I had to do a couple of things for the new printer to get it ready so it can do its thing. But, yeah, it's be nonstop between now and Christmas trying to get everything done. I figured out I got about 150 hours worth of printing to do between all of the projects. So one printer wasn't going to do it, so it's a little different. It'll give me something else to practice with, I guess. But, yeah, the snow, I'm going to have to go out, like I said, and take the bag out, and whatever snow, I'll probably shovel a little bit around the cars. And I know my son-in-law got called in. He's got to go in at 10 o'clock tonight and go start plowing snow. So I'm not sure. When I looked out on the railing of the porch, we've got about 4 inches at the house here. But that's on the railing on the front porch, but I don't know what we've got actually sticking to the ground or to the car, so I have to go out and take a look. So 73, everyone, have a good week. We'll talk to you, some of you tomorrow on the SavaraNet. It's KC8YV up back to net.
Hey, okay, man. Yeah, I think we got about that same amount over here in Shields. Yeah, it's down in the 20s tonight, so it's going to take a little while for it to warm back up. We have to put gray blankets on several different places. Not looking towards that. Usually we have them on by now, but hopefully we'll get some time later on. And, okay, well, I hope those printers work out for you. You get all your projects done. Okay, Bob, you are up next with many to follow NAKPR. Go ahead, Bob.
This is NAKPR. Yeah, we didn't get that much snow here, like I said, about an inch. It's been snowing out here for a while, but it's not really sticking to anything. You know, this evening it has been. Not really sticking, though. So apparently the west part of the township has a little more snow than we do over here. And Mike, the All-Star, I've had one of those units for over a year. And I got to a point where I'm stuck. I'm not really sure what I'm supposed to do next. Seems like I'm following the instructions, and I get to one point, and it's like they go from step 4 to step 8. I'm like, okay, I lost something here someplace. I've got my nodes. I've got all that kind of stuff. But it has something to do with putting, I can't remember the word they used, but putting something on my computer. And I can't remember what word they used or what. And I didn't know what they wanted me to put on the computer. So and nobody really knew anything about All-Star down here. We're having a camp up north in West, by West Branch here. Those guys up there in the West Branch repeater, the Oars repeater, a lot of them guys know about it, and I try to talk to them, but I never have my equipment up there when I'm actually up there. So maybe I'll have to talk to you sometime and see where I'm failing at. But I'll have to get back into it. I haven't looked at it in a while. But with that said, talk to y'all tomorrow, or who's ever going to show up tomorrow. And thanks for doing that, Dave. Appreciate it. So, N8ERL is N8KPR. 73s, everybody.
Okay, Bob. Yeah, the All-Star thing. I got some interest in it, but it's kind of down in the lower end of my interest spectrum right now. But I'd be curious sometime to chat with you about how you're coming along with that. And maybe next that Mike will have some time to talk about how he's doing with it. Okay, let's see, Minnie, we are up with you, and you're another one who knows about grandkids, KDAKAZ, with Mike to follow.
Well, good evening there again, Dave. This is KDAKAZ. Yeah, I had my oldest grandson here yesterday, had to order a new thing for my internet. They're changing that over. It'd still be AT&T, but a different setting there for it, so I had to order new stuff for it, and it's supposed to come this week, and they're supposed to be here the 18th to hook it up, so I guess it's supposed to be cheaper than what I'm paying now, but anyway, I quit doing puzzles right now. I have got two of them there. It's 200 pieces, but I'm going to wait until after the holidays, because the table that I use for my puzzles, I need to use for when they come over for dinner, so I'll be fixing the Thanksgiving dinner. Of course, my oldest granddaughter, she comes and helps me. So other than that, I'm not doing too much. Like I say, I'm going to Fort Wayne on Saturday. My granddaughter and daughter are taking me there. So anyway, this is KD8BAZ back to N8ERL.
Awesome on the puzzles, Minnie. I'm afraid you're going to go into withdrawal if you have to wait till after Thanksgiving before you get after those puzzles. But good luck on that. But I'm sure you'll be happy to get back to it. And very good on going to Fort Wayne. That's always a great swap. I used to go there a lot, but it's probably been 10 or 12 years since I've gone. I had a good friend, Wayne. Kate CCE, who passed away about 2 years ago now, he and I used to go down there to kind of make almost a weekend out of it. But I guess were the good old days. Okay, Benny, thank you. Mike, you're up next, and then we'll be at the end of the list. KF8EDQ. Go ahead, Mike.